Why don't we start the show out by going to the mailbox? All right. See what we have here. From Wendy and Steve Timmeron of Minneapolis. Wendy and Steve are writing. Some people like email. I love the tactile opportunities there with real mail and the idea that sometimes tools are even needed. I have a letter opener here. What do we have? A real letter. A real letter. Handwritten. 2008. Dear Mishko, I've listened to your show since I was 12 years old. I'm now 27 years old. Wow. Married with one kid. My wife has listened to you since she was 16. She's now 26. I only pass this along in the hope it might prompt you to help us, seeing as we've been loyal fans for so long. Okay. Our friend Rick was just diagnosed with a rare blood disease and is not expected to make it to the end of the year. Mishki, he's only 35 years old. He's a fan of your show, though not as long as my wife and I have been. We think it would really cheer him up a lot if you would give him a call on the air and tell him that you're rooting for him and thinking about him. And if you could maybe even sing him a goofy song, that would be all the better. You're good with those weird little ditties, and he loves those. I think it would really have a nice effect on him, would do so much for him, and we'd be in your debt. Here's Rick's phone number if you get the urge to follow through on this. Signed, Wendy and Steve Timmeron, Minneapolis. Rick, is there a last name for Rick? Rick Horrigan of Minneapolis as well. Wow, I'll gladly call Rick. 35 years old. Rare blood disease, not expected to make it to the end of the year. I think we're going to get in trouble for this speed because making this call because, well, it's not like we're going to be sued or anything. They're asking me to call them, so I'm just going to dial it. If he's not home, we'll leave a message and I'll sing a goofy little song into the message machine, I guess. Rick. Rick something. Watch, I got the wrong number.
Hello.
Hi, Rick.
Yeah, this is Rick.
Hi, this is T.D. Mishki, AM 1500 KSTP, and I'm on the air right now because I received a nice letter from Wendy and Steve Timmeron, who are friends of yours in Minneapolis. They are fans of the show, and they said you are as well, and they wrote me a letter asking that I just call and tell you that I'm rooting for you on this end. You've got a friend here on the air, and they even encouraged me to come up with some sort of a weird little ditty for you. They say here you love when I sing those goofy songs.
I sure do.
Well, I know you're in a tough situation, and I just want you to know that we're thinking of you here at AM 1500 KSTP, and sorry to hear all you're dealing with, and we'll take a stab at a wacky little ditty here. Let me think. What would be a over the river? No, that's not going to work. Wacky little ditty. Rick. Rick, won't you bear with me, please? I'm singing a song here about your blood disease. Oh boy. When God created your blood, he must have made some kind of dud. The big guy, he sure can be a kind of tease. I mean, at one point, you thought life would be a treat. Ferris wheels and sunsets, it all was neat. Yeah. And then God, he had the gall to throw you this curveball. Guess you'll have some words for him when you two meet. 'Cause there ain't no way to sugarcoat it, dude. The long and short of it is you got screwed. The good Lord's supposed to give, but he gives you 6 months to live. May I say now, at the risk of being rude, that God gave you the short end of the stick. I really think he stuck it to your rig. 35 and you're going to croak. Hey God, is this some kind of joke? If it is, Lord, I find it pretty sick. Thank you for bearing with me, Rick. Hello?
Wow. I don't know. I don't know what to say. Hello?